Hey everyone, it's Noe here with another episode of Go Connect Share Around the Word. And I'm super excited to be sharing the third chapter today of my Guatemala journey, so here we go. Monday, July 16th, 2018. Laboring for Jesus, Part 1. I woke up a little earlier than our team did to have my Jesus time. I started working on my devotion that I was to give out on Thursday. The passage or verse that stuck out for me was 1 John 3:1. See what great love the Father has given us that we should be called His children. And we are. That is the phrase that I felt whispered into my soul. What great love. Breakfast was at 7:30. I took a very conservative route and ate a bowl of fruit. I also would drink a bottle of water. Tim came and told the team that Scott was on a flight and would come join us in Guatemala later that evening. After breakfast, Tim rounded us all up and told us the plan for the day. Half the team would go do some digging, and the other half, we were told, would do something to do with chickens. As I mentioned before, I wanted to get uncomfortable on this trip. I mean, I'm pretty sure Jesus wasn't comfortable hanging on the cross dying for our sins. I decided to try something I normally don't do, construction work. Joining me was Tim, Miss Rebecca, Cassidy, Tiffany, Olivia, Harrison, and Mr. Craig. We went up the hill to a hidden spot. Many Guatemalans had already dug up about a third of the field. Apparently, we were going to be digging the foundation of a church or a building. They were trying a new building technique. If the technique worked, it would be adopted and used for future projects. The team grabbed shovels and pitchforks and started digging and filling wheelbarrows. We had a blast. We would take frequent hydration breaks. It was hot, but it wasn't as hot as Alabama is in the summer. The humidity was not as bad. We did sweat a lot, though. I had some bandanas left over from vacation Bible school and decided to use them and wear them throughout the trip. If you know me, you know that I am always a person who's wearing some type of baseball cap. But I did bring one for the trip, but I never really wore it. Since we were outside in the sun, I did wear what I call my Outback Australian hat. I had one left over from our Australian VBS theme in 2009. I have a huge collection of VBS memorabilia. Nothing VBS related gets thrown away. We worked hard all day until 11:30, when it was time to go have some lunch. We met up with the rest of the team at lunch and switched stories about what we had done. The other half of the team was helping another church pack food bags. Ashley, Maggie, Miss Jennifer, Jordan, Sarah C., and Sarah B. We ate lunch and were asked if we would like to switch our work. Everyone decided to stay where they were before lunch. I decided to go get some money changed, and so I went by the warehouse to get some footage of the team working on packing the food bags. I spent about 30 minutes getting footage of the food bag packing team, and then I went back to help at the construction site. We would spend the afternoon leveling the foundation before concrete could be spread. After an hour or so, we started doing some metal work. Miss Rebecca was in charge of making these metal squares that would be linked to wires and put in the trenches on the outside walls. Cassidy, Olivia, Mr. Craig, Tiffany, and I took turns cutting some metal too. Harrison was recruited by the Guatemalans to work and assemble the structure. Again, it was hot, so either Tim, Craig, or Miss Rebecca would go and buy us some Powerades to stay hydrated. We worked until around 4 o'clock. Our heavy work was done for the day, and Scott would be with us before dinner at 6. I was so sweaty, and I decided to take a shower and put on some fresh clothes. By the time I was done, it was around 4:45. Tim and Craig had left to go to Kelly's house. Harrison had gone up to the baby hospital. I decided to stay and have some more quiet time and to read the Word and to work on my napkin devotion. You see, I didn't bring any paper with me on the trip, so I grabbed the napkin when we were having lunch and started writing my notes on it. Around 5:45, I decided to go upstairs and get ready for dinner. As I went up the ramp and into the hut, I saw Scott. Scott had safely made it. I was beyond excited. Our prayers had been answered. I went up and greeted him. And as our team arrived, they were all pleased to see Scott, our fearless leader, a term coined by one of our team members. Scott sat by me at dinner and told us all about his story. He then told the team about the devotion, or that after the devotion, we would be packing shoes to take the kids in El Tambor tomorrow. We finished dinner and went to our spot, a fire pit surrounded by seats. Today, our youngest member, Jordan, was giving our devotion. She talked about the Great Commission. It was a short but simple reminder how this week and every week we should be living on mission. Scott then told us the plan for the rest of the week. Tomorrow we would go to minister to the kids of El Tambor. Wednesday we would go to the dump. Thursday we would go to minister to kids in a town called Antambram. We would also give out food bags. Friday's schedule was still up in the air. After getting the week's schedule, we went back up to the hut to pack shoes. The story of how we got the shoes is pretty cool. In June, we had Vacation Bible School at Gardendale First Baptist Church. VBS at GFBC is one of the biggest in the state of Alabama. Our average attendance was almost 1,000 kids daily. We had a missions offering goal that was $5,000. The money we would receive from the VBS missions offering would go help various mission projects in Guatemala, India, and Uganda. It would help us provide clean water, food, clothes, shoes for the less fortunate around the world. Our kids got to work, and some of them even set up a lemonade stand to help raise money for these projects. By the time VBS had come to an end, the kids had raised close to $10,000. $10,000! We doubled our goal. GFBC was able to buy 400 pairs of shoes and over 300 food bags for our projects in Guatemala. These kids may be too young to go to the nations and serve, but they are doing their part and giving. And we are all called to go and serve, but we are also called to give. This is why it is important to give to missions offerings. By giving, you are making a difference. The shoes that we were giving out were Crocs, comfortable and durable for the people of Guatemala. Working together, we were able to finish putting the shoes in bags to hand out in El Tambor tomorrow. We put the shoes in boxes and were done. We had a great time doing it. Scott and I filmed various segments and promotion videos for Vacation Bible School 2019. After we finished, most of the teenagers went to the pool to swim. I went and joined them. Also went for ice cream. Miss Jennifer was kind enough to pay for all of our ice cream, and it was incredible. It was delicious. I got a chocolate ice cream. We then went back to our room, and Mr. Craig noticed that Harrison's mattress was memory foam. Everyone else's mattress was springy. So Mr. Craig decided that his son didn't need a memory foam mattress. So he and Scott switched it over. It would be our secret for the week. Moments later, we heard a knock on the door. The girls had lost the key to their room, and they wanted to know if some guys could go with them to help them find it. Mr. Craig and I went with the ladies, and we found the key right under the window of the place that sold the ice cream. It was a huge relief for the girls. It was the only key that they had. We went back to our room and went to bed around 9. Us guys joked around that Scott had messed up our sleeping schedule. A hard, laboring, but productive day 3 was successful. It was time to rest and get ready for another day.